Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morning, Latia.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Oh, all right. I'm just staring out the window at the rain.
Oh, but, the rain.
You know, happy to be alive.
Yeah. It's good for the garden. Apparently it's really good for you to, like, do you have much horizon or a bit of a view, or is it just sort of the garden?
No, I'm staring at my neighbour's
fence
wall, but it's, you know, can't complain.
Yep.
Great for the garden.
Yeah, yeah, great for the garden. It's spring. We need a bit of rain this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, if it is raining, it's also a great opportunity to just, like, chill and watch a bit of TV.
Totally. There's a lot on and some great local content at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I'm going to be, today I'm talking about Takeout Kids. Which
awesome.
Yeah, the amazing Takeout Kids. It's the second series. It's a documentary series made by Hexwork Productions for the spin-off TV.
Mm-hmm.
So audiences might remember Takeout Kids from season one.
How long ago was that? I watched it.
I think it was like mid-2022, so it was a little while ago
yes.
now.
Yep.
And it was a beautiful series profiling, you know, kids, children of immigrants who work at their parents' shops. In season one, focused four stories that focused on children who worked at their family's restaurants, and it was such a successful series. It had such a, you know, overwhelmingly positive response, and, you know, I was a huge fan of it.
It's great. It's so great. Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And then now they've come back with the second season, and I think the first season, I might be wrong, but it was all in Tamaki Makaurau, and then the second season they've gone around the motu, and they also have children who, it's not just limited to restaurants now, they've expanded into shops. So we've got, you know, one story about a very sweet young girl who works at her mother's nail salon after school. There's kids who work for their parents, their family shops at, like, stalls at the night market. And yeah, it's expanded just beyond the restaurant, and it keeps the charm of season one. It's beautifully intimate portraits of children and their families as they come of age, as they navigate just everyday life, you know, school, their parents. You know, in one really sweet episode, it's a girl and she's got a crush on someone, but then there's also older kids who are, you know, coming out of high school and thinking about what the future holds for them. So it has that at its core. It's really just beautiful, kind of the beauty in the ordinary, and just the ordinary moments and intimacy of those moments in these children's lives, and there's a lot of joy in it. And it's such a beautifully made series. Julie Zhu is the director, an amazing director, and it takes an observational style, which is very unique, particularly in Aotearoa. There aren't any, I can't think off the top of my head, other documentary series like it. It's a very tricky style of documentary to work in. As someone who, you know, works in that genre, you're not doing, you know, set up interviews, you're not getting talent to sit down and doing a master and interviewing them and getting them to do specific things so you have the material. Essentially, you're going out, you're observing their life, and then stitching those moments together in the edit to create a story. So it's a really, really hard, I think, style of documentary to work in, because you can't kind of go in with a preconceived idea of what you want them to say or what you want them to do. You have to essentially let life happen and just be present and observe it and then bring it all together and, you know, create these beautiful stories. So I think that's what makes the series really unique, and it's so beautifully shot. And I also think it's a great example of how to tell stories about children, because, you know, we really get into their lives, and sometimes there's some heartbreaking moments, and there's some really tricky moments for them, and as they navigate, you know, sometimes their families or family separation, but it never feels exploitative, in that we're kind of indulging into moments we shouldn't. I think it has a really nice balance of being part of their life and seeing, you know, being able to empathize with their situations and what they're going through, but without feeling like, yeah, it's kind of getting icky. And I think that's a really hard line to balance, but Julie and the team manage it really beautifully. And I think I couldn't recommend it enough to people. There's five episodes. They're only about 10 to 12 minutes each. It's all up online, free to watch. And I think it's one of the best documentary series to ever come out of Aotearoa. And yeah, I think it's a great weekend watch if you haven't caught up with the second season. It's really stunning what they've done.
Take out kids?
Take out kids. And season one was brilliant, so watch that as well. But season two, I think, feels like an elevation from season one in many ways too. And it's also cool because, you know, once you watch the series, you know, if you live in the area where these families are from, you can kind of like go to their restaurants or go to their shops and say hi. And I think that's really sweet as well.
Yes. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I'm Latia, I really enjoyed the first season, so this is definitely something I will check out. So you say it's up online, like YouTube?
Yeah, the spin-off. I think if you go on the spin-off, like Instagram, YouTube channel, their website, it's on there, it's YouTube. There's all the episodes are also uploaded onto Instagram as well, so I watch them all from my phone.
Yes.
On there. But yeah, it's a digital series, a short series, and a really great one. And I hope it, I know it's got a really committed, like, core audience, but I hope others, you know, might watch as well. And I think it has a really beautiful appeal because it is centered with, you know, anchored by children, but it also, in very subtle ways, touches on the lives of, you know, their families and the adults and their parents and how they're navigating being a parent and running this business and also taking care of their kids and being in, trying to navigate adulthood as well. Mm. I think it works on that level. So, you know, I think young children can enjoy it, you know, teenagers as well as adults as well. It's a great kind of intergenerational watch too.
Fantastic. Hey, Latia, thank you very much for the review this morning. Once again, take out kids, head to the spin-off, mm-hmm. and you should be able to find it.
Yeah.
Excellent, mate. Hey, you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. See you next week.
Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.